20 times in the New Testament, Jesus uses the words, follow me. He says them usually as an invitation, inviting people to come along with the Lord. However, in some of the instances, Jesus sets some conditions. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Mark chapter 1, verse 17. And then Jesus invites people to make a sacrifice in order to follow him. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That's Matthew 16, 24. It's also Mark 8, 34. And in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus adds the word daily to take up his cross. You see, in order to follow Jesus, there are terms and conditions that you have to agree to. Just like on your phone or your PC. Have you ever gotten that where this whole long legal strip is coming up at you and it says, you know, you need to click agree or not. And most of us click agree without even reading it. Come on, fess up. They put all the mumbo jumbo, and most of us just go along with whatever it says. I wonder how many of us have terms and conditions of our own. And the good news is that to agree with Jesus, there are no loopholes. There are no agree buttons and no hidden charges. Have you ever wondered what Jesus means when he says, take up your cross? It's puzzling. Jesus refers to the cross quite a while before his crucifixion. So what does he mean? Well, the apostles don't know that he's going to be crucified. And when you think of the cross, don't you usually think of the hard wood that Jesus was nailed to? Well, in today's day and age, many don't realize the terrible thing that the cross is. And they seem to have sanitized the cross. Today, when you see crosses, usually somewhat symmetrical and tidy, they make great jewelry and are often used as symbols of religion or faith. There are some people who wear them as good luck charms, believe it or not. There are those who wear big silver crosses with big silver chains and whole lots of gold chains. But you know by their language that they certainly don't have any respect for the cross. And I'm not knocking anybody, I'm just telling it like it is. Well, in the first century, a cross was a very cruel instrument of torture. And not only that, it was to ridicule the person on it. And the execution was one of the most horrible ways to die, whether you were nailed to the cross or just tied to the cross. Now, very ironic that the very symbol at the forefront of Christianity is the thing that brought death to its founder and the death which brought us the freedom from sin and death. It's a very painful, physical, and excruciating death. And if we choose to follow Jesus, then his way must be our way. That's what he means by it. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. We have a picture hanging in our living room, and it's an awesome picture. We've had it there for years. A picture of Jesus standing in a doorway, and the whole background of this picture has a golden hue, and you can see people sitting at tables. You may have seen it before, and if you've been in my house, you've seen it. It's called the invitation. And these people are sitting at the table. You can tell that they're having a celebration like none other. And the man facing the doorway is on his knees. And he's looking up at Jesus and he's pointing to himself, saying, me? You want me? And the answer to that is yes, he does. Each one of us are called by Jesus to Jesus for eternal life. There are some churches that advertise Christianity for what it can do for you and how it can make things better for your lives, especially those who believe in what is called the prosperity gospel. Oh my goodness, Jesus doesn't tell people to come and follow him because it's going to make your lives more comfortable, or it's going to give you a Mercedes-Benz or a Fiat or a BMW or some great big SUV with really tricked out rims, but because following him will make your lives eternal and everlasting. Now here's the fine print and the conditions. Jesus says, if you want to be my follower, to be my disciple, don't expect a life of complete happiness and freedom from pain. There are going to be days that you don't want to get out of bed because you feel crummy, because you can't talk. So you might, if it's a Saturday, you stay in bed. If it's a Sunday, you come to church. You follow what Jesus tells you to do. Now everybody's going to start coughing. Jesus says we can expect, if we're his followers, we can expect to die. And we might even die painfully. Now when Jesus tells us to take up our crosses, this is something that we have to do willingly. Let me repeat that. We have to do it willingly. When Jesus got onto the hardwood of the cross, he wasn't placed there. He did it willingly. Didn't say anything. He just got on the cross. Why? For you and me, as an example. Taking up our crosses is not something that is done to us or for us. How many times have you heard people say something like, that's my cross to bear. My illness is my cross to bear. My bad knees are my cross to bear. My arthritis is my cross to bear. I have to disagree. Taking up our cross is something that you must do willingly. You have to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. And you have to choose to make a sacrifice for the sake of the kingdom. There's only one person who can and will help you through such a situation, and that person is Jesus Christ. He will help you. How many times have I reminded you of that three-word prayer? Help me, Jesus. And of course, the follow-up, thank you, Jesus. Taking up our cross is an actual choice that we have to make, not something that happens to us. If we willingly sacrifice everything for God's sake, we have taken up our cross. On the other hand, if we make promises to God and we don't give him what we promised, then we're no better than trying to have our cake and eat it too. We're all familiar with conditions, aren't you? How many people use the word if? The word if is the beginning of a condition. Let me explain this. If you do this, then you get this. We all do it. Conditional statements have the word if at the beginning. And they're sometimes followed by then, T-H-E-N. And maybe even an else, because there might be two conditions. If you do this, then you do this. Else, you do this, you do this. Cross-bearing is not an option that we can take or leave. It's not like pressing 1 on your telephone, or pressing 4 to speak Spanish. You know, it's a choice that we make, but not something like that. We willingly do it or not. I'm going to give you an example. If you would follow Jesus, then you must take up your cross. Clear enough? It makes sense, really. And if we would follow Jesus, we will go where he goes. What about the examples in today's gospel? I will follow you wherever you go. But first, let me go bury my father. I will follow you wherever you go. Let me go and say goodbye to my family. We're human, right? That would be something that you'd want to do. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, follow me. Loving the people that he loves, the hurting and the poor, Jesus lived his life filled with integrity, truth, honesty, and purpose. And he continues to carry that out today. Jesus knew what he had to do, and he wasn't afraid to make enemies in the process. Here are some conditions if you follow Jesus. If you want to be a follower of Jesus, then take up your cross. It's what will help the kingdom ahead of yourself. If you're not willing to take up your cross, then please don't call yourself a follower of Jesus. Is that clear? If you're not willing to sacrifice everything you hold dear, then you have no business calling yourself a Christian, for then you're ashamed of him. No one said it was going to be easy. Remember, if we follow Jesus, don't be afraid. There are well over 100 times that fear not or do not be afraid are in the Bible. You know, someone once told me there are 365 times in the Bible that fear not and don't be afraid are there. Now, I went and counted. It's like 120. Oh, you know what they did? They took the word fear and counted that, or afraid and counted that. It's fear not. Do not be afraid. A lot of times that was spoken by who? By angels. When they appeared to people. Nobody said it was going to be easy. So, try to do what it says. Do not be afraid. Because we have him guiding us. We have him leading us. We have him giving us strength. And in some circumstances, he's carrying us. How many of you have seen that picture and poem called Footprints in the Sand? It's wonderful and it's very encouraging. And I love it because Jesus says at the end of it, there's only one set of footprints because I was carrying you. Regarding stuff and situations, Jesus said in today's gospel, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. All we need to do is give him permission to lead our lives. Help me, Jesus. And then we follow him. And like the foxes and the birds, let God provide and handle the details. I don't know any birds that wonder if they're going to have food tomorrow. Do you? Or they might be worried about a game or who will win. Although in this area, most of the birds are Braves fans. Anywhere we go, Jesus has gone before. He promises to guide and protect. Anything that happens to us, Jesus is standing right there beside us. I love it when people say, "Oh Lord, I know that I did this and I did that." You're telling him something new? He was there. You don't have to tell him. You just have to say, "I'm sorry. And help me not to do that again." That's what he's looking for. That's following Jesus. Anywhere we go, he has been there before. Anything that happens to us, he's right there. And finally, when he does choose to end our journey, Jesus will be waiting for us to bring us home. All Jesus asks of us is this: give him everything. Meaning, give him ourselves. Is there anything in your life that you're not prepared to give him? Okay, now be honest. Your family, your friends, your reputation. Jesus wants them all to do with as he sees fit. And all we need to do is lay them at the foot of the cross. Jesus then will be taking you down paths you never, ever imagined. And please don't worry about what's on the road up ahead. We have our security in him, the one who died to set us free. Then, my friends, you will be ready to do what Jesus asked of you. Follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.